Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to where the music never ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com. And there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wilder, bluer, and nature and passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. 1 p.m. on Wednesday, 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Join us for Keeping It Brief. And later that evening, turn up the heat with The Art of Seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft, A Soul in Art with Rich Neutron, and Double Helix with Phasiana and Dex. Friday, can fill my eyes with open poetry, and Saturday split with gray eyes howling at the moon in the Canadian wilds, bringing you bad company, and exploring Ekphrasia with Captain D2 and Dan. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Sunday mornings. Take a walk on the wild side Tuesday, then sit in with Jeremy as he brings you the headliner's ball, break on through with Pam on Friday, and then join Babla and Faziana as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. And every other Sunday, join Robert M. as he brings you the solace of shadows. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems and hang for the fun. Good evening, Jean.
Hello, Raxon. How are you tonight?
Doing all right. What's up?
Oh, you know, not much. You know, same old, same old. Looks like we have a good show tonight, a good board, great poetry, and good music. So that should be great. And just so you know, we have Pam with us. Hey, Pam, how are you tonight?
Hey, Jean. Hey, Rex. I'm doing good.
What's
good.
Up?
Looking forward to the show. Oh, life is good, and looking forward to the music and the poetry. Awesome, awesome choice.
Yeah, Sundays has their way of doing that to us. It's, you know, you got the music, you got the poetry. It's like, it's just a two-sided wonder, and I like that. So, yeah, Rex, come on, give us some background on the Ramones.
All right. Formed in early 74 in Forest Hills, Queens. They had a little bit of trouble with the band because two of the boys wanted to play guitar, and they had the drummer, and somebody... By the time they got settled into it, Dee Dee realized he couldn't sing and play bass because he decided to go into bass. So he stayed on the bass, and then the drummer left. So the manager at that time, who was already teaching him how to play the drums a certain way for their music, ended up becoming the drummer. So the lineup was set with the four of them, one guitar, one bass, one drummer, and of course... someone to sing their tunes for them. Anyway, they were cited as the first punk rock bands. They saw limited success in the U.S., but saw their star rise in England, Argentina, and Brazil. They started playing in the middle of March, at the end of March 1974, at the performance on the performance studios, and then they saw some reasonable success in Manhattan, visiting at Max's Kansas City, and then CBGB's, where by the end of the year, they had played 74 shows at CBGB's. So they took a trip to England in 76 and did a show at the London, I think it was called the Roundhouse. And they were build up with the Groovies. Had a great night. They met Mark Bowen from T-Rex, who they invited on stage. And the next night, they met the Sex Pistols and the Clash, which kind of hit off the punk movement in London. Then in July of 76, they did the same show with the Groovies out in L.A. and kind of set that scene off, the punk scene in L.A. And later that year, they went up to Toronto and set that scene off, too. So it got off to a great start. But they got more recognition in England and, like you said, Argentina and Brazil as well. And eventually, from 74 through 1996, 22 years, they were constantly on the road. They, in that time, they did 2,263 concerts, which is quite a load. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in 96, they did the Lollapalooza Festival, and they offered up their farewell show. By 2001, all of the four original members had died, and they've been running boys in and out throughout the years. But the name started with Dee Dee back in the day. He noticed that every time McCartney would check in the hotel rooms, when he was with the Silver Beatles, he'd use the name Paul Ramone, So they decided, let's call ourselves the Ramones, and everybody pick up on the back angle with the pseudonym Ramone. So that stuck. But we got a Ramones freak in the house. So Pam, why don't you tell us what you know?
There we go.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, everything I know you've already said. Like I knew that about Paul McCartney's name that he used, and that's how they got their name. I know that they're considered by many like basically the godfathers of punk rock, that they weren't originally called a punk rock band, but their influence lasts even to today. And, there was this really cool quote that I had seen from Gene Simmons of Kiss. And I wish I could find it. I really wish I could find it because it really summed up the band so well. And let's see here. I'm just taking a quick look because I swear it was here. Here it is. This is an observation made by Gene Simmons of Kiss on the Ramones. We think of the Ramones as a classic iconic band, observed Gene Simmons. They have one gold record to their name. They never played arenas, couldn't sell them out. It was a failed band. It doesn't mean that they weren't great. It means the masses didn't care. And, you know, I think, I know that seems like an odd compliment, but because to me that speaks on the idea of how a compliment to the Ramones, because they weren't the type of band that would sell out. They really, to me, represent the spirit of punk rock in both. And what they did, everything with such, you know, like ballsy attitude, you know, the darkness and then the twisted humor, it's all in there. You know, the middle finger was like right up in the air. Another interesting thing about it is their symbol they use, the eagle with the arrows and the olive branch were designed by one of their members and was actually a representation of being willing to stand up for themselves to anyone who attacked them, but offering the olive branch of peace to anyone who came to them in peace. So anyways, that's a little bit of what I know, but yeah, you really had it covered there, Rex, and great topic tonight.
Yeah, most of their music was right around 2 minutes, and it was hard driving like the early days of rock and roll, that fast pace, and it was said of them that in order to understand the music, you had to see them live. They were the Beatles in the early days, they were the black leather-jacketed, long-haired boys until the Beatles were the very same way. So kind of funky on that note and how things go. And, yeah, they found their niche overseas. They did well in England. They did well in Argentina and Brazil. And it's kind of funky because you – look, there's a lot of bands who don't make it mainstream across the world, but they do hit a very surreal niche market that fits what they do as a whole. You look at Cheap Trick, never made it over here until that live album out of Budokan, Japan, and they were adored over in Japan. And you look at we did Rodriguez, the Sugar Man, a few weeks back, and he didn't make it here, but boy, was he a big influence and a powerhouse in South Africa and Australia.
Amazing.
Oh, hell, same thing with Jimi Hendrix. He had to go to England for notice, and then he just blew up.
Amazing. Funny how those things happen, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, you got it. They just kick off somewhere, and next thing you know, they're coming back, and all of a sudden, oh yeah, everybody's recognizing them. It's like, well, where were you last time? Well, you know, happens that way. Very cool. Very cool. Well, you always have a lot of information for us, Rex. You're always like educating us, which is always nice.
For next week's show, we've got Burt Bacharach and friends, guy who put out a ton of music from 1959 and up. He just died recently, and Gene offered up him as a thought to a show. So I dipped into his vast well of music and offered up 10 songs that include a lot of the people he did a ton of music with Dionne Warwick. I've got Jim Jones in there, Peter Sellers and the Hollies on one. You've got Al Jarreau. Even did Rick Springfield, among others. So dip into that and have a bit of fun. It is a little bit on the lighter side and different, so, but why not?
It is. I only recommended him because, you know, he was such a big name when I was young. And you always heard him, Burt Bacharach, you know, and you hear the songs over and over and over again being, put out into the airwaves. And, I mean, I'm talking my young teens, you know, I mean, that I recall. And I was like, wow, really? I had no idea how old he was until the other day when I saw that he had passed. And I'm like, wow, you know, I mean, if he was that familiar to me, there's got to be others that know him. I don't think the young kids are going to know him, but, you know, you never know.
He wrote like 100 songs for Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, I believe
she was his mainstay for about a dozen years or so.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, see, that one should be fun as well. Something different. They're all different. You know, and that makes it all right. Absolutely. So let's see now. Well, do we want to get started?
Sure. Let's dip in.
Okay. Well, let me put the first song up, which is called Poison Heart. And here goes.
Yeah.
If you would go ahead and read that for us, I would much appreciate it. Called Poison Heart.
Poison Heart by After the Fire. The gypsy stared into her crystal ball. Her manner made her nervous from the start. She said she saw the writing on the wall. Beware the girl who has a poison heart. I figured she was fake and paid no mind. It wasn't long until I fell in love. She made me leave all reasoning behind. A spell is what I had the symptoms of. In bed, she had the tools to drive me wild. For that, she made me suffer every day. The girl was sinister, to put it mild. She used me well and then went on her way. She left me in the dirt to feel the pain. I knew that Cupid hurled a toxic dart. And in my mind, I heard the words again. Beware the girl who has a poison heart. I went back to the gypsy Friday last. Before I said a word, she said, I know. An evil woman's spell was surely cast. She smiled at me and said, I told you so. End poem. All right, ma'am, kick it off.
All right. Well, you just know any woman, including a gypsy woman, was going to tell him, I told you so at the end. That was great. But, you know, as always, you've got wonderful rhyme here, great imagery, a great ability to tell a story. And I like how the main message of this rite is the idea of not heeding that warning of poisonous love. I particularly liked, in bed she had the tools to drive me wild. For that she made me suffer every day. That girl was sinister, to put it mild. She used me well and then went on her way. And then, of course, that end stanza was great, too, with the she smiled at me and said, I told you so. So excellent write and very well done.
Well, thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
Well, I'm still typing frantically. But I thought it was a great job by Dave. Excuse me. The tale was well told. His rhyme and meter were on point, as always. And a very well done take on the prompt. I was working on trying to figure out a stanza that I wanted to pick up. I did like the end stanza because, of course, I told you so. It was just like a perfect way to end it off. But the gypsy stared into her crystal ball. Her manner made me nervous from the start. She said she saw the writing on the wall. Beware the girl who has a poison heart. Yeah, it's kind of hard to beware unless you see it. It's not hanging out of her chest. It's kind of tough. But well done, Dave. Very well done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nice, Gene. Thank you. I kind of get the impression with this, because he hits on, I figured she was fake and paid no mind after going to seeing the gypsy who stared into a crystal ball. That idea of how you can be convinced and pushed into something one way because you're already there. She knows she can do a cold read on you, get an impression as to what's going on, and your nervousness kind of hits it, the easiness. Yeah, maybe we can walk it this way. Offers up that notion, beware the girl who has a poison heart. And then almost the hypnotic suggestion lingers in the mind. What happens? Well, he falls in love. She drives him wild. Meanwhile, tosses him away. So it's kind of almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy, which in turn was brought on by the fact that he was nervous going to the gypsy in the first place. She read him right and then dropped in a hint as to where he might be going, which leads him down that road to where he is going. And he ends up coming back for a second turn at things. And she offers up the obvious note, hey, I told you, you didn't listen the first time, but maybe you'll listen this time. Nicely done, Dave. Thank you very much.
All right. Okay. Well, the next song I'm going to put up is I Want to Be Sedated. Here we go.
bam 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 bam. I wanna be sedated. Bam 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 bam. I wanna be sedated. Bam 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 bam. I wanna be sedated. Bam 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 bam. I wanna be sedated.
pen for that, but my catch line went the wrong way. So I said, not to know it. All right, Pam, what do you think?
About the song?
Well, yeah, you put up that graphic, I Want to Be Sedated.
Oh, I'm just, you know, actually Glitter Graphics has all kinds of fun little things with doing it to the Ramones. I'll be posting stuff all night probably. But no, that song totally kicks ass. That's my professional opinion on ass-kicking songs.
There you go. We were nothing less than your professional opinion on that either. Absolutely.
That's right.
So where do we go, Jane?
Well, the next piece I'm going to put up is by Betty Page. And it's called We've Got to Get So Wasted. And I have an audio for that. So here we go.
We've got to get so wasted. Honey, honey, for 20, come on, let's smoke. We've got to get so wasted. Music to make sounds is so dope. We got to get so wasted. Come watch me spinning records, let's all elevate. Jumpin', 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 shake my ass for days, days. I'll tightly roll a finger, sticky chronic's insane, let's go. Honey, honey, 420, come on, let's smoke. We gotta get so wasted. Music to make sounds so dope. We've gotta get so wasted. Come watch me spinning records, let's all elevate. Dancing, 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 shake my ass for days, days. I'll tightly roll a finger, sticky chronic's insane, let's go. Honey, honey, 420, come on, let's smoke. We've gotta get so wasted. Music to make sounds so dope. We've got to get so wasted. Just let me be your DJ, then we'll all get stoned. Token, 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 come on, let's roll some more score. I'll tightly roll the fingers, we can all smoke, smoke, smoke. Let's go. Honey, honey, 420, come on, let's smoke. We got to get so wasted. Music to make sounds so dope. We've got to get so wasted. Just let me be your DJ, then we'll all get stoned. Token, 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 come on, let's roll some more score. I'll tightly roll the fingers, we can all smoke, smoke, smoke. Let's go. La, 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 la. We gotta get so wasted. La, 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 la. We gotta get so wasted. La, 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 la. We gotta get so wasted. La, 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 la. We gotta get so wasted.
Great read, Betty. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It is greatly appreciated. All right, Gene, why don't you stick us, get the sticky fingers out and say something?
I think Betty did a great job with this. Great parody. I loved how she put it all together. And I love to hear her sing when she does a parody like that, because then I can hear it. You know, the way it's supposed to sound. Otherwise, you know, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't carry a tune in the bucket, you know. And I sure as heck can't catch one when I'm reading something. So it's so much better when I hear her sing it. I thought she was clever with it. You know, honey, honey, 420, come on, let's smoke. We've got to get so wasted. Music to make sounds are so sorry. I just think she really did a great job with this. The chorus was great. The verse, all the verses were good. You know, it's a matter of picking one. So wonderful job, Betty. I'm going to go choke now. Don't get it.
Thank you, Jeannie. Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is great. I am so glad that Betty made a recording, because like I had said before, you know, when she does a song parody, it's just so much better to hear it in her voice than, you know, to have me or Gene read it. Very cool there. I loved how she captured the party atmosphere. It's a spot on parody. She puts even stretches out, like with the go-oh-ohs, right where she's supposed to. I did like the part that Gene pointed out, but I was like, just let me be your DJ, then we'll all get to own. Token, come on, let's roll some more score. I'll tightly roll with fingers. We all can smoke, let's go. And then come watch me spinning records, like all let's all elevate, dancing, shake my ass for dazed. She really captures that nightclub, atmosphere, and the party scene. So excellent, right? And you could tell she had a lot of fun with it.
Thank you, Pam. This is taking being sedated to that that next level of being wasted on a higher plane of existence. I can see this as an outdoor concert venue, 60,000 people, everybody smoking, and half the city is getting wasted along with it, but they ain't there to enjoy the sounds or the music. Nicely done, Betty. This was a delight with a bit of fun in it, too. Thank you very much. All right, Gene, we're back on you.
Okie dokie. Rex, I'm going to come back to you, which I don't normally do, but I think it works for the read. The next piece up is called I Want to Be a Punk by Guilty. And I'm pretty sure, I'm going to double check myself, because that came under the same song. So I just want to make sure of that. So
yes.
Here we go. And there it is.
I Want to Be a Punk by Guilty. Hey ho, I ain't no social climber, no clean-cut Connecticut grinder. Get me on the red train, straight to Grand Central, hurry on to the subway. Alphabet City, where the punks live, nowhere further than the village, where we can rob and pillage, straight from Long Island. Dye my blonde hair black, cut up leather and jeans stat, look like I made it to hell and back, I want to be a punk. Made it with my chick at 3:45, if I make it back from the barroom floor, double down, I won't make it uptown, I want to be a punk. Thrashing around with my friends, make sure the laughter don't end. Peeping from head to toe, I want to be a punk. No time for TikTok or Grindr, I ain't no social climber. If you ain't real, you are fake, I still live and die a punk. Make sure the rock is loud, metal thrash, hardcore. Make it quick and big sound, I want to be a punk. End poem. And bam, we're going to start with you.
Well, first of all, awesome read there, Rex. I dug this one. That's what I told him. I said, what did I say? I dig the groovy vibe of this right, an excellent tribute to the spirit of punk, loud and proud, and very well done. And I like how it has a nostalgic feel to it. And I love his attention to detail, like Alphabet City, where the punks live. Which is a part of, I was reading of Eastern Manhattan, nowhere further than the village where we can rob and pillage straight from Long Island. Dye my blonde hair black, cut up leather and jean stat, look like I made it to hell and back. I want to be a punk. And I like how it has a lyrical quality because it has that repetition of I want to be a punk. And then that one line that says, I will live and die a punk. Just really great energy to this right that, fits that fits well within the area that he's punk and that he's representing. So very cool and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Gene, how about you?
Well, yes, what Pam said. Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought it was a great job by Guilty. Great take on the chosen prompts, because he pointed out at least two. And I thought he had great lines throughout. You know, make it with my chick at 3:45. If I make back from the barroom floor. Hang on a second. My eyeballs. I got to put my bigger ones on. Make it with my chick at 3:45. If I make it back from the barroom floor. Double down, I won't make it uptown. I want to be a punk. Thrashing around with all my friends. Making sure the laughter don't end. Piercing from head to toe. I want to be a punk. Okay, it was just well written. Very well done. And like I say, I thought he really put a great piece out to the prompts. Nice work, Guilty, and thanks for sharing with us. Well,
absolutely. Guilty did this two songs in mind. I Want to Be Sedated, and Sheena's a punk rocker. But I dipped it into the I Want to Be Sedated because of that one line I'd gotten here. I want to be a punk. It fits so well with I Want to Be Sedated that I just dropped it with the I Want to Be Sedated song. But this kind of, with that thought from Long Island, it kind of hits on that notion of coming out of the sedated confines of Long Island, dipping into the scene in New York City, down in the village, maybe getting into a little uptime with CBGB's and Max's Kansas City. But it's all about letting loose from that mellow atmosphere of Long Island while getting into the city to, as he puts it, pillage and have a bit of fun while you're at it, thrashing up the scene, getting down, and just letting loose. Nicely done, Guilty.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right, Gene, we're back. Yeah.
Okay, the next one I'm going to put up, next song that is Needles and Pins. So let me put that one up and here we go.
Sounds like you, Gene. Needles and pins in your feet.
What are you trying to say there, Rex? That sounds like my feet. That's what it sounds like. Absolutely. Oh, my God. There's a lot of truth in that. Mm-mm-mm. Okay. Well, Pam, I'm going to ask you to read the next one, which is by Jenny Hunt. It's called She Nearly Brought an Innocent Man Down.
All right. She Nearly Brought an Innocent Man Down by Jenny Hunt, 2017. Drugs and alcohol was her shame. Torment and abuse was her game. Lies she told for fortunes to gain. But come to find out, it was all in vain. Men are usually the evil perpetrators, I agree. She sent us years back lying, can't you see? One word is all it took for her to fool the woke. Deflecting, smirking, and fibbered as she spoke. No one is perfect, don't get me wrong, conniving and ruthless, mistaken for strong. A victim she was not as she started the fight. Letting a good man take the fall isn't right. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Gene. What do you think?
I'm not ready. I'm sorry. I'm not ready.
Oh, okay. Right. I guess I'll start it then. All right. Well, this definitely speaks on a singular level. This walks to the advent of a very famous trial for over the last few years, Depp and Heard. And it does walk that role of, you know what, maybe you should have kept your mouth shut with your life, because you did take that sort of Me Too and shove it down the toilet with all the rest of the shite, because now you brought into question everything that you were supposedly standing up for in the first place. Not a very good look for you, or anybody else for that matter, because it's definitely added a big mix to the fire of somebody who actually had the money to stand up to the BS from both the news and her and her minions, to the fact that, you know what, you took on the wrong person, because there are plenty of other people out there who didn't have it and got screwed and are labeled something else. All right, Pam, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I say amen to that, Rex. Here's a fun fact about the saying needles and pins. It actually comes from an English nursery rhyme that goes, needles and pins, when a man marries, his trouble begins. And yep. I had to bring that up because I thought that fit so well with the lyrics to the song itself. And then also with the kind of part of the idea of Jenny's poem. And I like how she, as you said, she's very focused in on what she wants to say. And she writes about, it's a, you know, great imagery, a hard-hitting write. I like how she writes about people who use lies to manipulate other people's lives and to twist how things are seen. You know, I think it speaks volumes, like it says, it speaks volumes about the idea of how when you get your way through lies and manipulation, it's not just yourself that it affects. You know, other people who, you know, like if you say you're abused and you're not, and you get caught lying, then it's even more difficult for those who truly are abused. And I really like this all the way through, but it was definitely the second stanza, especially the last couple lines of that. One word is all it took for her to fool the woke, deflecting, smirking, and fibbed as she spoke. Wonderful lines there, and very well done.
Well said, Pam. Thank you very much. And Jean, how about you?
Well, I am with the program now. I thought this was a nicely penned piece and a great take on the prompt. I really liked her first and last stanzas. I enjoyed the center one. But I liked how she led us into that and how she wrapped it up in the last one. You know, the meat and potatoes are definitely in the middle one, but it was all very well done. So I liked the intro. I liked the outro. You know, I think she did a great job. So wonderful work, and thank you very much, Jenny, for sharing with us. That's great.
Nice. Thank you, Jean. All right, who's next?
Who is next? That's a good question. Well, I have one that, well, I'm going to ask you to read it, Rex, and then I'll just grab one of the next things, and I'm not really sure how that's, but we'll do it this way. This
no problem.
Is by Stephen Hollins, and it's called Stab Me in the Heart. Whenever you are.
Stab Me in the Heart by Stephen Hollins. I saw her again, that smile I know so well. My mind can't pretend. She holds me in her spell. Stab me in the heart. I really just can't win. This pain I can't escape is tearing me apart. Each and every day. I thought I was over her, but seeing her again made it very clear. My love for her still survives. I wish I could make it disappear. Memories flooding in of all the times we shared. I try to shut them out, but then I find that I still care. Stab me in the heart. I really just can't win. The pain I can't escape is tearing me apart. Oh, oh, each and every day. I see her with him again, a smile I've never seen before. This cuts me to the deep. My heart splatters on the floor. I know I need to move on to find a love that's new, but this heart's been shattered and torn, and I don't know what to do. Stab me in the heart. I really just can't win. This pain I can't escape is tearing me apart. Oh, oh, each and every day. Stab me in the heart. Tear it all apart. The pain just won't depart till the day I find a new start. End poem. And Pam, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I have to say, Rex, you sounded pretty sexy there when you said, So just saying. And, but no, I think this is wonderful song lyrics. I do like how you wrote a song, and I'd be interested to hear and see if Stephen puts any of his lyrics to music. I think that would be really cool. I like that he wrote this as lyrics, and I like that, you know, that beautiful and emotive, and it's that idea of being constantly reminded of the love that was lost, of the separation, the pain, the betrayal, and not being able to escape it. I really like the chorus, and I also particularly like verse 3. Memories flooding in of all the times we shared, I try to shut them out, but then I find that I still care. And it's that inner torment of being torn back and forth. And the bridge was great also. I know I need to move on to find a love that's new, but this heart's been shattered and torn, and I don't know what to do. It's like kind of the idea of being at that crossroads in life and having to make a decision of where to go from there. So great song lyrics and very well done.
Well said, Pam. Thank you very much. And Jean, how about you? But you got to unmute first.
I was. I was just slow. I was going to. I'm just kidding. Slow on the push and then. You know, I thought it was a great take on the prompt, and it was well done all the way through. I loved the chorus, and each verse was nicely done. I really enjoyed the whole thing. You know, the chorus, it repeats, so I can do that one, and then I can do the outro. I really liked the outro, too. And then each one of the verses was, it was all really nicely done. So I give him credit on that. Nice work. And thank you so much for sharing with us. Absolutely, Steven.
Nice. Thank you, Jenny. I think it's verses 2, 3, and 4, which kind of hold the tone to the piece itself. Because obviously they're living within the same venue, and it kind of seems that he keeps seeing her. So they must be visiting the very same places they spent time in, both him and her, and now her and her new him. So it's kind of a note to delivering yourself unto that torture while admitting you need to move on, but not actually doing it. So it's kind of will I see her? Will I see her? Well, when, where, and so on. So it kind of hits on that note. It's almost self-torture in and of itself, despite the fact that he's got that notion of my heart splatters on the floor, stab me in the heart, I really just can't win. This pain I can't escape is tearing me apart each and every day. So maybe part of his issue is himself, the refusal to actually move on and actually still walking those very same arenas that they once trampled in. Actually, that's Stephen.
Yeah.
All right, Gene, we're back on you.
Okay. Well, the next song I'm going to put up is Rock and Roll High School. So here we go.
Rock, rock.
Nice. That's got such a nice 50s flair to it, kind of like a Bill Haley and the Comets Walk Around the Clock. So,
yeah.
Wait, where are we going, Dale?
Okay, well, I'm going to put up this piece by Bill Schiller, and I'm going to give it a whirl. And it's called Lamoning for Yesterday by Bill Schiller. Let my brain drain in a teenage lobotomy of my rock and roll high youth. Among the refrains unrestrained in easier days of 1970, I want to return to the insatiable intensity of the density of sound. Drowning down in the basement where funk, where the howling wolves howled. Hey ho, let me go in that distant dream. I want to be where needles and pins poke me until I grin. With Joey, Johnny, and even Sheena locked me in my home. Chained to the blitzkrieg of the stereo rocking to the Ramones. Today I can't deny McLean's greed and American Pie and Pulse has died. Should I hear the Ramones on the radio? I detect some respect for rock still survives. But if it doesn't, let me die before I realize another truth. My soul will resurrect on my personal dance floor, absorbed in trance where music of the Ramones restores my room. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, great read there, Jean, and an excellent write by Bill. Yeah, it's too bad that Bill couldn't call in and join us tonight because, you know, he's always got great observations on poetry and music. You know, this is an excellent dedication write. It's got a great nostalgic feel to it, and I love that it pays tribute to the Ramones and the influence of their music. This has such a wonderful wordplay, especially in that title, Ramoning for Yesterday. And I like this all the way through, but I particularly like that even he brings us back into those days of 1970s. I want to return to the insatiable intensity and the density of sound down in the basement where funk found punk, where the howling wolves howled. Hey ho, let me go in that distant dream. And I like how the end part talks about how when you put on those records or you turn up the stereo, you turn on the radio and you hear that music that takes you back to those days. And I really like that line. My soul will resurrect on my personal dance floor, absorbed in trance where music of the Ramones restores my room. Everything that once was just suddenly comes, you know, flooding back. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, you got to read it, so how about you?
Yeah, I thought it was nicely penned by Bill. Great references all the way through. Very nice nod to the Ramones, and I really much enjoyed it. I had to grab up that second stanza and kind of point to that because there were the references. A lot of the references were in that, although there were some in the first one. I just felt that it was like kind of a little more packed. But nicely done, and thanks for sharing with us, Bill. Yeah, as Pam said, it's a shame you couldn't call in and read it for us. But nice work.
Yep. He did dip into a ton of songs, but I chose the Rock and Roll High for this, just for the, because he hits it in that second line. But he drops in, we got Teenage Lobotomy, Rock and Roll High, he's got a Brain Drain, the Howling, Pins and Needles, Blitzkrieg. But then he hits on that note, today, I can't deny McLean's screed, and American Pie, Pulse has died. Again, that reference to American Pie and the death of so many upcoming stars back in the day. They call it the day the music died, like Jimmy Valens, the Big Bopper and company, along with the Cricket. So kind of hits on the very same tone with most of the boys being gone, or at least the early ones all dead now. So on the back end of this, it kind of relies on the fact that you can still dip into your past, into those days of youth, because the music is still alive to listen to. So, nicely done, Bill. Thank you.
Nice.
All right, Jean. Where would you like to go next?
Okay, well, this brings me to saying Sheena is a punk rocker. So, here goes. Is going to bring me back to you with Please Say to Me by Jim Bellum. And here we go. There we go.
And Please Say to Me by Jim Bellum. Oh yeah, I'll tell you something I think you'll use for man. When I'll say that something, I want to hold your dead olive canary. I want to hold your dead olive canary. I want to hold your dead olive canary. Oh, please say to me, you'll let me lead lions to cruel waters. And please say to me, you'll let me surrender to the dead world. Now let me hold your dead Ava canary. I want to hold your dead Ava canary. Imagine there's no plans. It's easy if you cry. No jazz birds and old Minehead Road. Above us, old buggies. Imagine all the peoples. Living for chewing petals. You may say I'm a plastic plasma boy, but I'm not the only mad boy. I hope someday you'll join dust and the world becomes scent to some red death. All you need is silver pockets. All you need is silver pockets. All you need is silver pockets. Silver pockets. Silver pockets is all men sees. We all live in our mind green yellow pleasure horse. Mind green yellow pleasure horse. Mind green yellow pleasure horse. We all live in our mind green yellow pleasure horse. Mind green yellow pleasure horse. Mind green yellow pleasure horse. Oh yeah. And boom. All right, Pam.
Man, I really thought you were going to start singing. We all live in our mind green yellow pleasure horse. Which, by the way, Mind Green Yellow Pleasure Horse sounds like something you would find in a, like, you know, adult playroom. Just saying. But this is an excellent write. Great wordplay. Really just a totally intriguing psychedelic feel to it. In such a delightful way. It really captures the spirit of punk. I did have to look up the phrase Ava Canary to see if it meant anything. I did not discover that it meant anything, but I did discover, if anybody's interested, that there is an Ava Canary who has a fans only page. So I don't know. Maybe Jim's a fan of hers. So. But that part actually, it made me think about that. And when it says my old mind had wrote it, it makes me think about the idea of the canary, that the live canary kept down, you know, with the miners back in the olden days, because as long as the canary was singing, the air was good. When the canary stopped singing, you knew it was time to get out because you didn't have much time. I like also the wordplay there. You may sound a plastic plasma boy, but I'm not the only mad boy. I hope someday you'll join dust and the world will become sent to some red death. You know, I enjoy the wordplay, and I enjoy the idea of how it pays tribute to the madness and the insanity of punk rock. So very cool and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Gene, how about you?
Well, I have to say that I was having a hell of a time trying to figure out what it was I wanted to say. And I happened to look at Pam's comment and I went, psychedelic. Yeah, that was the word. Thanks, Pam. That's in my comment. I thought it was a well-planned piece and a great vibe to the piece. I just couldn't, like, put my finger on the words I wanted to use to describe it. It was clever and it was fun, and you know, I don't know what the hell an Ava Canary is, but okay, you know, I mean, we all know what we do and why we do it, and you know, I don't get it, but that doesn't mean it's not valid, and I like it. So nice job, Jim Bellamy. Thanks for sharing. I don't know.
Thank you. I'm going to go with something a little bit different. The dead Ava Canary lines had me thinking of Ave Maria for some reason, and it might have hold a link, it might not, but that's where my mind went. Lead lines to cruel wars, and please say to me, you'll let me surrender to the dead world. So there is a note of death that walks in this, because it's easier. There's not the next stanza down. Imagine there's no plans, it's easy if you cry. No jazz birds in old my head road. Above us all buggies. Imagine all the peoples living for chewing petals. Above us only buggies. The thought of an older environment where you rode in carriages, but above us. So the idea of being beneath the ground hits me with there. And imagine all the peoples living for chewing petals. That kind of hits me with the sort of minusculity of life, and the thought with, all you need is silver pockets. All you need is silver pockets. That hits me with the thought of those 30 pieces of silver. Silver pockets is all men see. That note to betrayal and the mind green yellow pleasure horse. The only thing I can say to that is, yeah, that is a little psychedelic and kind of hits me with the thought of Jim Morrison. All right, Gene, we're turning back your way.
I'm supposed to do something, aren't I? Let me go back over there. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is called Blitzkrieg Bach. And here we go. Pam's going to sing along with us.
Let's go. The fall in the-
Yes, and Pam sang along. I was happy to see that.
That's right. You couldn't hear me because I was on mute, but I was rocking away.
I don't know. I heard you in the room. I heard you. Yes, loud and clear.
Would you like to know an interesting fact about this song?
Sure.
The original title was actually going to be Animal Hop.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes. I'm kind of glad they changed it.
You're right. Yeah. It sounds like that was a wise idea. Okay.
Yes.
Pam, I'm going to get you to read the next piece for us. For this
All
song.
Right.
So here we go, and it is called Positively True, That Prompt Too Pleasant To, by Brenda Bentanda. There we go.
All right. Poetry must be very tasty, purposefully to please, dear reader. Poem entitled Blitzkrieg Bop, that's why very happily I prefer. Personal view, positively true, that prompt too is pleasant too. Particularly, hey ho, let's go. Hey ho, let's go. Ears here new. Parade of school children go on straight line by forward march, plying time with children so their fickle action easily we can watch. Piling the back seat, pulsating to the back beat, perfect right, pleasure to hear inspiring call. Hey ho, let's go, humor's quite. Prime powers time so mind of kids be like liquid can't be stable. Preacher or teacher must guide them so they are knowledgeable. Process of pressure, punishment cannot mitigate the problem. Pleasant atmosphere be created for children to fulfill their aim, life aim. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're going to start with you.
Well, I thought this was an interesting piece. I'm not that familiar with the song as to say, oh, yes, and I see exactly the connection here. But I thought it was nicely penned, and I thought that the poem itself was definitely a standalone kind of a write. Parade of school children go on straight lines by forward march. Trying time of children so their fickle action easily we can watch. Pulling the back seat, pulsating to the back, pleasure to hear inspiring call. Hey ho, let's go. Humorous quote. It is funny when you look at it from that point of view. And I thought that it was nicely worded and well done. So thanks, Brenda Bentanda. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Pam, you got to read it.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I like about Brenda Bentanda is he has this way of seeing a song different than, and I like when somebody views things in a different way than I would. Like, I wouldn't have thought to connect this with the idea of encouraging children. You know, I connected, of course, because it's played so often, you know, at like high school sports events and stuff like that, you know, with that idea, the idea of cheering on the crowd. But I like that he took this down to an individual level to where the hey ho, let's go is the idea of keeping children focused and encouraging them to reach their life's aim, to fulfill their own dreams. And I like how he describes children as their minds are like water, always moving. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And yeah, I'm going to take. He took the mirror angle because it hits on that in the song. Kids are losing their minds, so he attacks it with a different thought. The hey ho, let's go is a nice motif, calling forth those who do the teaching and the preaching to actually do that instead of maybe trying to edify through the pounding of. The ruler, so to speak. It's more of lead them to where they're supposed to go, offer it up in a manner that they can consume as opposed to trying to drill it into the brain, because that's when you get kids to say, bugger it, I'm not going there, this is too hard. Offer it up a little bit of fun. That thought where you got to pile in the back seat, pulse into the back seat, heard it right. Pleasure to hear, inspiring call, hey-ho, let's go, humorous, quiet. So yeah, instead of making it so rigid, make it a bit of fun. That way you can teach and preach and not be called a teacher or a preacher, but someone who actually offers up education on a different level. Actually, Don Brundaband, thank you. All right, Jean, hey-ho, it's back to you.
Hey-ho, here we go. The next piece is Slayer's Don Mavis by Bonesack. I'm going to give this one to you.
Oh, not that. Wait, I didn't get any perm from that one.
Oh, okay. Let's get that down. Okay, well, the next one's on you then, Rex. He's sleeping off the
okay.
So here we go. This is a piece by Lauren 67. And here we go.
Alright. Here we go. The Cat Rapper is by Lauren 67. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment that you've all been waiting for. Get up, stomp your feet, clap your hands. Here they are, straight from the hood, the gangster rappers, noontime nappers, tapping their number one hit single. By Itch. Give it up for the Cat Attack. Here is Nigel the Fat Cat and his homie Alfie. Yeah, yeah, I got an itch. I'ma scratch it, all right. Yeah, yeah. Come on, y'all. Yeah, yeah. Alfie, give me the sun. Yeah, yeah. Come on. Yeah, yeah. What? I can't hear you. What? Yeah, yeah. All right, louder. Yeah, yeah. I got an itch. I'ma scratch it, man. What? 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 By itch. Yeah, yeah. And pump. All right. Well, Pam, what do you think?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you said my name. oh, that was, first of all, awesome read. You know, I really, really love it when Nigel and Alfie go all gangster rap. And it really, I love the way that he has so much, Lawrence has so much fun with these rights, and it just makes me laugh. And here they are straight from the hood, the gangster rappers, noontime nappers. That just so perfectly, noontime nappers describes cats. And the wordplay in this with by itch, like, you know, getting rid of the fleas, but also doing a bit of that cat gangster talk. And all right, yeah, yeah, yeah. I come on, y'all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Humphoo. Elfie, give me some. You know, I mean, it was one of those rights that definitely makes you smile. And I have to say, I'm always glad that you end up reading Lawrence's rights, because you put such animation into the read that it just makes me smile. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
Well, I agree with Pam. Your voice really, and the way you read it, definitely pulls it together just a little bit more and makes it, because if I read this, I would lose like half of it, because I just wouldn't have it together. I thought it too. But I thought that it was a funny skit. And I thank the Lawrence for the chuckle, really, because it does give you something to giggle about when he's in the skip mode. And I enjoyed it. It was a nice piece. So thank you, Lawrence 67, and I hope you have a great night.
Thank you. I like the double dip into the announcer angle, the first, and then the name of the song, By Itch, and then give it up for the Cat Attack. Here is nice, a fat cat, and it's homie Alfie. And then you dibble into it. But Nigel's got it going on, but Alfie's got his his paw is stuck in his ear, so it kind of goes off kilter a little bit. Because he starts yelling, I can't hear you. I like that, because you can see two cats playing on this angle. One going at it, and the other one just going at it with his paw in his ear. No, I can't hear you. What? Nicely done, Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. That was fun. All right, Gene, we're back on you.
Yeah, I'm just all confused. Give me a second.
Okay.
I did have the one, but not. There it is. Where is that? I know I have it. I'm looking for the leading for James Time. Okay, I'll tell you what, I have to reverse what I'm going to do here. That's just not going to happen now. Okay, the next song I'm going to put out is called I Believe in Miracles.
Songs that I hadn't come across while I was digging out the best ends.
Okay. Well, poem. I'm going to read this poem. And I found Pam's intro, so her lead in, so I felt much better after that. Okay, this is called You're My Miracle by Passing Sonnet. A believer in this world, a dreamer unspun, scarred me with doubts and love came undone. You kissed my soul and tweaked my string, demolished my fear against old sting. A soldier of promises, you held me close, a believer rising behind a smoke-stained earth. Back then, today, tomorrow, you I have chose, a tattoo engraved upon a delicate rose. I've survived and risen again. You kiss my name upon your skin. I've lived in darkness within the devil's hands, a battle beyond hell's command. A believer I've become in which miracles run. I doubted some, but you've given me breath to win some. Dead I was for so many years, no magician to dry my tears. In an instant, you had me believing in miracles. Yes, I walked against your lips. So long ago, we reworked the script. And within moments, you had fled. My hand went cold, my heart dead. Suffer I did against a 365-day winter. Then years flashed, and I couldn't prosper. Without your love, my mind a blur. Then fallen, broken, grasping at straws, I broke free from the devil's claws. It was like I was dreaming and woke to find you again, whispering, I believe in you. Start believing in yourself, I'll help you through. Darkness gone, and I had seen the light, speaking with you again that night. In an instant, you had me believing in miracles and believing that you and I will overcome the departure in our lives long ago. I wasn't right mentally, but my love true. This time, I am stronger some, and I promise you I will never let go. I believe in miracles because of you. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. And Pam, want to kick off with you?
Yes, I like this write. It's got a tenderness and a sweetness to it. And I was a little surprised that Promise didn't know who the Ramones were, but I thought it was really cool that she went and did her research and, you know, went and listened to some songs and found one that she wanted to write to. So I was glad she was inspired. You know, it's a heartfelt write, and I like how it's about coming out of that dark place and discovering the potential miracles, the miracles of love and of life and the sense of renewal of hope. I particularly like A Battle Beyond Hell's Command, a believer I've become in which miracles run. I doubted some, but you've given me breath to win some. You know, I feel like those lines actually could almost fit well in like a rap style. The rhyme and flow is really good. And then I'm believing that you and I will overcome the departure in our lives long ago. I wasn't right mentally, but my love true this time. I am stronger some, and I promise you I will never let go. I like how it speaks on that idea of miracles and love and promises and, you know, just a wonderful, heartfelt write and very well done.
Oh, thank you, Pam. And Jean, you got to read it. What about you?
Well, I thought it was nicely penned take on that chosen prompt. Nice lines all the way through. I pulled the start believing in yourself, I'll help you through. Darkness gone and I had seen the light. Speaking with you again that night. In an instant, you had me believing in miracles and believing that you and I will overcome the departure in our lives long ago. I wasn't right mentally, but my love true. This time, I am stronger some, and I promise you I will never let go. I believe in miracles because of you. I thought that was a lovely ending for the poem itself. You know, and things just don't seem to be, you know, everything's falling apart around you, you know, and all it takes is one good event to turn your head around it and get you thinking differently. And I thought that was well expressed here. Nice job, Duncan, for me.
Oh, thank you, Gina. I got to start with the lyrics in the song itself. Just drop them in the AN just so I know where
right.
It's going. I used to be on an endless run, believed in miracles because I'm one. I've been blessed with the power to survive after all these years. I'm still alive. I'm still out here kicking with the band. I am no longer a solitary man. Every day my time runs out. Live like a fool, that's what I was about. Oh, I believe in miracles. I believe in better world for me and you. Oh, I believe in miracles. Okay. Run a nice mirror thought with the original song, but made it her own. Believe in this world, a dream that unspun, scarred me with doubles and scarred me with doubts, and love came undone. You kissed my soul, tweaked my strings, demolished my fear against those things. A soul to a promise, you held me close. I believe it rising behind a smoke-stained glass. I like that thought, smoke-stained glass. Back then, today, tomorrow, you have a tattoo engraved upon delicate rose. And then there was a one bit in here. Now I can't find it. Here it is. Dead I was for so many years, no magician to dry my tears. In an instant, you had me believing in miracles. That was a nice touch. There was, as Pam said, it does a hit on that thought of walking out of darkness and breathing in the light again, and not finding something a little bit more than the darkness itself beyond the frame of time reference. So this walks on that road to not just enlightenment, but a bit more of a happier realm in which to delve into. So I play Gun Passions. Thank you very much. That fits the song well. All right, Gene, you got to do Pam's next because that song matches blues, and I missed it.
Oh! What song matches blues?
Pam's Pet Cemetery.
Okay, so the two of them will run together on this? Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
I was wondering. Okay.
So yeah, I missed it. Mark it up. Dummy me.
Okay. Not a problem. Here we go.
Under the arch of a weather seaboard, it's your goblin and what our lord. Come at the grand life making a sound, the smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. To the sacred place, this ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molders and fangs are sticking up bones, spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. My life again.
Now, a little fun fact around this. Stephen King was a huge Ramones fan back in the day, and he invited the band to his Bangor, Maine home as they played in New England. And during the visit, he handed Dee Dee a copy of Pet Sematary novel, and the bassist retreated to the basement, and an hour later came back with the lyrics to Pet Sematary. The producer, Dan Ray, became the co-writer by assisting with the structure of the song, while Jean Beauvais, the producer of the Plasmatics, helped give the song a more commercial style fit for inclusion into radio play and film. So that was for the film adaptation of Pet Sematary by Stephen King.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Now,
that's very right. The thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put up Cam Sheet, and we have an audio for that. So here goes. Oh, well, maybe you get.
The world is full of zombie clowns. Welcome to the land of the living freaks, moonlight fetishes and leather whips. Don't you just love the pain you feel? Welcome to the land of the living freaks, where anarchy rules and the pits of hell are burning with the nods and smiles of numb indifference. Necromancer punk rock band with pretty pets wearing silver studded collars dancing on stage. The roar of rebellion is bringing the city to life, howling like lunatics, silver bullets ricochet, calling to the magic that makes the dark soul dance. The reaper is reaping, the creeps are all creeping, the peepers are peeping. Cattle prods and tramp stamps are electrifying the air. Citizens on patrol are screaming for more, wanting that gyrating groove, pack them in moves of the necromancer punk rock band. We are banging and screaming, bleeding the dream, pounding the ground, groping the notion of manic vibrations, bringing a dead city to life. And what should we do with the mundane imbeciles who find contentment in being led to the slaughter of individuality? Hang them on the Judas tree and bury them in the Pet Sematary. Let them rise like Lazarus to a new life. Prince Albert and nipple rings fully committed to the gods of punk rock.
Great read, Pam. Thank you for SoundCloud.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to gather up the romance out of some of these songs and say, Gene, this one scares you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, this is going to go on here. They said, I can't even keep up. My head got wrapped around something you said in, like, the third stanza, and I just totally was like, oh, no. What are we talking about? Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. So I really, you know, amazing, right, Pam? Where you come up with some of this stuff, but you do make me nervous some days. You do, you think. But it was wonderful. Though. It was a dark and wonderfully penned piece, great imagery all through. And I was looking for a stanza to pull and drop down there. And, wow, I have a lot to choose from. Wonderful stuff. I did love how you ended this. Hang them on the Judas tree and bury them in the Pet Sematary. Let them rise like Lazarus to a new life. Prince Albert and nipple rings fully committed to the gods of punk rock. Holy moly! You tell him, girlfriend. You tell him. You tell him. Great job. This is a really great job.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Are you stopped shivering yet, Gene?
Yeah, I'm not shivering. I'm just here shaking my head like, whoa. Hey, I'm glad she's not mad at me this week. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing work, always. What did you think, Rex?
Well, this walks a whole lot of it walks a whole lot of things because you start with zombie clowns and welcome to the land of the living freaks. So that kind of hits on the night on the angle of Night of the Living Dead, except it's Night of Day of the Living Freaks. Then you drop in Moonlight Finishes and Leather, which, though, already, you know, we're heading into dangerous territory. And then again, Welcome to the Land of Living Fruits, where anarchy rules. Okay, there's no set pace for anything, except it's do unto others as you wish them to do unto you, literally. And let's see, the pits of hell are burning with the nods and smiles and numb indifference. That kind of puts another twist on it. And then the necromancer bringing up the dead, or worshiping the dead. Pretty pets wearing silver studded collars, dancing on stage. There again hits that idea of the back angle with the whips and the chains up top. And howling like lunatics hits on that one howling song. The silver bullets has me thinking of both Pet Cemetery itself, but also Silver Bullet by Stephen King, plus some of his other werewolf stories that he rolls into. Calling to the Magic that makes the dark's soul dance. Again, that rocks right into Stephen King's motif in all of his books. And then the Reaper, I like that one. The Reaper is reaping, the creeps are all creeping, the peepers are peeping. That kind of sets that kind of a almost New Jack City pose of, yeah, things are really strange in here. And then cattle prods and tramp stamps are electrifying the air. Yeah, there's a whole lot of distillation of strange oddity here. Let's see what else. Necromantic punk rock band. We're banging the stream, bleeding the dream, patting the ground, groping the notion of manic vibrations, bringing a dead city to life. So, again, that walk to the city of the dead. You think of the necropolis. Let's get these old bones shaking. But that last stanza, doing new life, Prince Albert nipple rings. Yeah, Prince Albert kind of makes most men cringe because of the thought, his name don't get.
Oh, too funny. Thank you, Rex. Great observations. And as always, thank you for the inspiration and for doing a show on the Ramones. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Wow. We haven't even touched the surface on most music, so everybody's going to get their turn eventually. Well, maybe not. I could probably do this for 20 years and not hit everything, so that's a hard angle to play off of.
Well, these fellas keep redirecting you. You get a pass in mind, and then all of a sudden somebody like dies, and then you have to go a different way. So it could take you forever to catch up. Absolutely. Just saying.
And some of the bands you just can't offer up some of the songs. You got to delineate them into categories of music they're into, because they've rolled into a wide variety of sounds and words that they hit on. So you hit it on the blues angle, the hard rock angle, a little bit of psychedelic angle. And then there's the ones who are always off the charts. And some of those songs, like Bohemian Rhapsody, you got to take it as a singularity because of the voice and the music itself.
Right. Absolutely. So, let's see. For the last read of the night, Rex, I'm going to give this one to you. And this is by Blue Light 76, and it is called Beyond. So whenever you're ready.
All right. Beyond. Beyond B by Blue Light 76. What gallops the beat, then only to stop those nanoseconds to forget to breathe? When sanity deserts flounder amidst the horror, what got me then? What but fear of the unknown? Horizons never end. What irony that man was always meant to search, walking on Earth's perimeters, dead or alive, the walk of the wanderer. The tale of the dead became the curse on screen, where half-eyed devils live. The forbidden stones, ominous, invite the poor greedy when the fates stole away their beloved gone. Those dandelions blown away, never to find the fluorescence again. The little plant never did clamor to deliver its dainties back into its lover's chest. Why man alone desires for the earth and moon to do unto his mortal bed. What possessed man to lay down his wisdom, batting for peace, yet dying at skirmish, to thirst to be gone, cross the bridge again? All those rituals, farewell for the hand that he held, social and personal, paramount at every turn, with witness and care, just so he remembers there is no coming back. End poem. All right, nicely. All right, Pam, what do you think of Be Gone Be by Blue Wright?
You know, I always, first of all, great read there. I always enjoy and appreciate Blue Wright 76's writing. He's got wonderful imagery and metaphors, just brilliant use of imagery. And I like how this one particularly, it speaks to me on the idea of how our lives can change in that split second that a decision is made and a bridge is burned and we can't go back. And with between the end lines and some of the other references, I have this thought of like being a young man pressured to go to war, and how that affects the mind, and it's not something you can go back from. I'd really, really like that end stanza, but I also like the tale of the dead became the curse on screen where half-eyed devils live, the forbidden stones ominous invite the poor greedy when the fates stole away their beloved gone, those dandelions blown away never to find the fluorescence again. I thought the use of the dandelions was a great choice to represent those wishes made, but also the fragility of dreams and life, and how it, as I said, it can just change in an instant. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, what about you?
Well, you know, I like to write. I really did. I can't say I can put two and two together, the prompt and the write, but that's okay. It's fine. It's still a good write no matter what. I thought it was a nicely written piece and an intriguing take on the prompt. Clever work. And I went with the stanza that Pam just read. The tale of the dead became a curse on screen, where half-eyed devils have lived the forbidden stories ominous. Well, I don't even know if I read that way. This isn't awful. Stones ominous. Invite the poor greedy when the fate stole away, their beloved gone, those dandelions blown away, never to find the fluorescence again. Something about that stanza just intrigued me and I liked it. But I thought it was a well done piece. So, and it was full of good imagery. You can't beat that. You know, I say well done.
Absolutely. I think he dipped both into song and the movie itself, because the theme of the movie is they found that once you deliver the body onto the this particular cemetery, the pet cemetery, it came back to life, but it doesn't come back to life the way it was before. It comes back to life twisted, dark, and broken. And I think that's what his motif is in that last stanza. All those rituals, farewell for the hand that he held, social and personal, paramount at every turn, with witness and care, just so he remembers there is no coming back. Once you've lived your time on this span, no matter what the thoughts or rituality, whether it's magic or just the storyline that offers up something, once you died, the soul is departed, all you got left is a husk, and what comes back is a darkened realm of what that animal or person is or was as an individual before it was interred. And the hit from it was that there was this, the tale of the dead became the curse on screen where half-eyed devils live, the forbidden stones ominous, invite the poor greedy when the fate stole away their beloved gone, those dandelions blown away, never to find the fluorescence again. And I think that's key right there. Those last two lines offer up that thought, the dandelion blown away, the soul, never to find the fluorescence again. So that body may rise, but it's going to be a pitiful remnant of what it once was. And the thought of the evil that arises with it is not something you really want to play around with. And I think the next stanza, the little plant never did clamor to deliver its dainties back into its lover's chest. Why man alone desires for the earth and moon to do unto his mortal bed. There's that idea of trying to conquer and again, finding that death cannot be conquered. And once you pass, you best leave that alone, lest you offer up something unto this world that you are not prepared to deal with on both levels, for the person doing the burying as well as the person who was buried. So I like the deep dig into this, Blue. Thank you very much. Nicely done. That was a bit different. All right. Hey, like I said, Burt Bacharach next week. I've already got one in by Guilty, so it's a nice start. Come on in, guys. It'll be a little bit different, a little bit slower paced, a little bit more mellow, but hey, why not? He did produce quite a bit of music for over the years, not just for Dionne Warwick. I mean, he hit the movie scene, got the song Raindrops Falling on My Head. That's in there. Got After the Fox with Peter Sellers and the Hollies as a backdrop for the music, which is really funny. And Al Jarreau, Dionne Warwick, B.J. Thomas, I think, and a few others. Oh, and Tom Jones. Watch that What's Up Pussycat video. The beginning of it is funny as hell.
You're supposed to sing that, Rex. You're supposed to sing the first line of that.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's right. It's the whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh,
my God,
I love you.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, it was a great show tonight. Pam, it was fun hanging out with you. Great prompts. Seems like people enjoyed them, which is always wonderful. And, yeah, I think we're moving right along. And it is, what, 2 minutes to 12? Tomorrow, join us for The Garden of Enlightenment with Lou Wild Dove, followed by After Midnight with Rex and Pam. And I'm not an MX. And, yeah, I think Lou is doing front page picks tomorrow. And, Rex, what are you doing after midnight?
Oh, what are we doing? What's tomorrow?
We are doing part two of whatever it was we did the week before. What was it that we did? Bukowski's poem, Take a Splash.
Oh, yeah.
But because
that's
we
right.
didn't have white enough rights to make a full show, I also added on rights from a contest that I ran with the song lyrics from Gorillaz by the song Clint Eastwood. So it's going to be a really kind of, it's going to be an interesting and fun mashup, because we're going to have Bukowski and Gorillaz.
Oh,
and
my God.
Gorillaz.
Yes.
Gorillaz.
Yeah, I did Gorillaz at one point, didn't I?
You never have done them, no.
I could swear I did something.
You must have thought about it. And it is, you know what, it is a really good idea. You should do them. I like that.
So, yeah. Well, this is good. So now everybody knows what's going on tomorrow. I'm not getting into Tuesday because we barely got through tomorrow. But, yeah, I hope everyone will join in and have fun with the shows. And, yeah, and I'll see everybody on Tuesday. In the meantime, y'all behave yourselves. Yes, and I said behave yourselves. Yes. Anyway,
no, can't promise anything, but
oh my God!
Didn't Gorillaz do something with a car on a video or a movie?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,